All right. Joining me in the studio right now from Northern New Mexico College in Espanola, we have the Vice President of Advancement, Ricky Cerna, joining us. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, you just told me something no one has ever said to me before. You said, my mother was a DJ.
That's right.
And that is so cool. What station was it?
She was 950 AM or 100.7 Quelice Radio in Espanola.
For a long time, right?
About 15, 16 years. That's right.
Wow. What was her name on the radio?
Well, she loved La Serna because it was a Spanish radio station, but they changed it towards the end. It was Edna Del Rio, which she wasn't fond of because after they gave her Edna Del Rio, everybody in town wanted to know if she'd gotten married. They thought she had changed her last name. So, but she went by that at the end, yeah.
Oh, how cool
is
that?
Yeah, she had a blast. So we actually, we have a show up there every other week, and it's in the same studio where she was at for all those 16 years. So it's always good to kind of be back with her, at least in spirit, there every other week.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, we were just talking about Northern New Mexico College, and the misconception many people have is that it's still a two-year college,
That's
which
right.
it is not.
Absolutely, yeah. In about 2005, it became a four-year institution, and it became Northern New Mexico College, not community college. And we've been that for that many years. But we did retain our commitment to offering those two-year programs. So you can still come and get a GED, a certificate, an associate's degree. But now we offer 13 different four-year degrees as well.
And you were just saying that of all of the colleges in the state, this is probably the most affordable of them all,
would
you
say? It is, absolutely. In fact, we are not only just the most affordable college in the state, but in this entire southwestern United States. We charge $114 per credit hour, and you can do the entire in-state tuition. Fees included is $2,000 a semester. So we offer that for anybody taking 12 to 18 credit hours. That's what you're going to pay.
And we were also talking about just last weekend, you had your annual garlic festival
yes.
up there, which I've been to. It's a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
But you've got that, you've got those, what is it called? The Sustainability Center.
We have the Sustainga Sustainability Center. We have the greenhouse out there that's funded by a great partner of ours, the AFSC. But we had the garlic festival for the seventh year in a row this past Saturday, which is the celebration of the garlic harvest. And we start off at 7 a.m. with picking garlic and lots of live music, really good food, and some presentations. Of course, we love to have our academic departments out there representing the college, but it is part of the cultural sustainability, agricultural sustainability component of our mission. Absolutely. We have a greenhouse 365 days out of the year, growing various crops. We have the farmers market is on our campus as well.
And people can earn degrees in some type of farming sustainability there too, can't they?
We have our environmental science program is wonderful. Soils, we have a soils lab there as well. But it's a wonderful place actually, because not only are you in the program, but you're kind of entrenched in the culture of Northern New Mexico. Also, it really is an agriculturally based region. A lot of people think that just Southern New Mexico is that as you get past, you know, TRC, you see all of the crops, but Northern New Mexico did it more non-commercially, but more for cultural sustainability or a way to live off the land more than to, to mass produce this product for sale. So our roots go back to growing and eating what we grew.
Yeah, because around Espanola, it's very bucolic up there. It's
right.
green.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're on the Rio Grande River. I mean, the Rio Grande River runs right smack in the middle of town. It separates the town from the east and the west side. But, I mean, we have tons of farms up there. Of course, we're home to the world-famous Chimayo chili, and that's a wonderful crop for us. But certainly, it's becoming a place now for vineyards. And we actually have a project, a Vesta project, that is offering students a degree in viticulture now too, because we're having so many vineyards in the area. It's a wonderful art. We like to start introducing them to the early phases, the soil, the crop, the growing, and then of course the production into wine.
What? You just told me that you offer a degree in becoming a winemaker?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And we have it's a wonderful partnership actually with Missouri State, which is like a center of excellence nationally for viticulture. So you're going to hear a lot about that. In fact, maybe next time we'll come back, we'll talk a lot more about our Vesta project and the consortia we have with our local growers there to expose students. But they don't just take the program, they're taking courses all over the country out of Northern, but we're also putting them as interns into all of these vineyards and with the growers so that they can get the practical experience while they're doing it.
Very cool.
Yeah, lots of good things.
So I'm sure that people can get more information about the degrees you offer, the programs and all of that with your website.
Correct.
What is that?
Sure. It's NNMC, NorthernNewMexicoCollege.edu. One of the most exciting things about our website is that we'll be launching a new one August 1st. It'll be really, really fresh. We're excited about it, especially because it focuses on getting students from the point where they start thinking about going to Northern to the first day of class. We'll have a really wonderful tool that takes them on a step-by-step process to getting enrolled, admitted, and into the registration process. So if you visit the website now, have any issues navigating it, August 1st, we're going to roll out something really beautiful and really exciting.
So when is registration for the fall semester?
Well, it actually started back in April. So We're actually working on getting students registered throughout the summer, and we'll do that even throughout the first week of school, which starts the third week of August. So next week on Thursday, we're having a new student orientation. If you're interested in attending Northern, that would be a wonderful thing to attend. It's on Thursday, starts at 9 o'clock in the morning next week, the 24th, I believe. And then if you're busy during the week, we're having one the Saturday after that. They start at 9 o'clock, and it's a day filled with an overview of everything that we have to offer, from our support services, financial aid, the registration process. If you haven't taken an ACT or a placement test, we can help you do that as well. It's really a one-stop shop kind of event to get you familiar with what we offer and registered and walk out the door with even your books if you have the time to do that. So this coming Thursday, or a week from today, and Saturday, we're going to do a new student orientation. If you're interested, give me a call directly at 747-2116 and we can make sure to reserve you a spot.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we'll be seeing you in a few months again.
I hope so.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Maybe we can bring some students next time and talk a little bit about what they're doing at the college.
I think that's a great idea, Ricky.
Sounds good.
Well, thank you so much for being here. Great to meet you. Ricky Serna, who is the Vice President of Advancement of Northern New Mexico College in Española.
Thank you for
again.
Having me.
Absolutely. Right now, here's the Southland.